It is time for us to check sports, and there's a lot going on in sports. We'll start off with the World Series, and as a matter of fact, we'll start off with how the World Series Game 1 started off as well.
Here's one slammed into left field. How about that start to the World Series? Soler will take the trip, and he puts Atlanta up one zip with a first swing of the Fall Classic. And right away, two close pitches that he took, got behind 2-0, and then a sinker down the middle of the plate. Soler, known for his strikeouts and homers, and there's no better way to check in into the World Series with this swing right here. Short left field porch. Jorge Soler, one of the four outfielders added to the Braves roster in season by Alex Anthopoulos.
Wow, well, that's all you can say. That's all you can say. Pretty amazing. What a way to start the World Series. First batter up, first pitch, boom, home run. The game wound up being 6-2, the Braves getting the lead. They had a couple of home runs. Now, their pitcher, Morton, fractured his fibula. He'll be out for the World Series. That's the bad news. So game one goes to the Atlanta Braves, all right? Next game is, I do believe, coming up tonight. I'm not sure about that. Let me just double-check here, the schedule here. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. This is so ridiculous. Trying to scream down and find it. All right, so game one, was last night, and game two will be tonight, 8 o'clock, the Braves against the Houston Astros. So World Series is underway with a bang. Let's go to the NBA. The New York Knicks defeated the 76ers 112-99 yesterday. Any other local action in the NBA last night? Let's just take a look here. Nope. Coming up today, the Nets face the Heat at 7:30. The Celtics will face the Wizards at 7:30. All right. Taking a look at the standings in the NBA, the Eastern Conference, the Bulls in first place with a 4-0 record. The Knicks in second place, tied with the Hornets with a 3-1 record. The Nets are 2-2 in eighth place. For those of you who follow the Knicks and the Nets and the Celtics. Yesterday in the National Hockey League, the Devils lost to the Flames by a score of 5-3. They were the only team in action. Today, the Bruins take on the Panthers at 7 p.m. And tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Hurricanes at 7 p.m. as well. And the next New York team doesn't play till the Rangers play on Friday against the Blue Jackets. Some other interesting stories. Mike Tomlin had just a hilarious comment. There's been rumors that he was going to take a college coaching position. And during his press conference on Tuesday, he said that it was a joke that he was one of the names mentioned as a potential candidate for the USC job. Here's his quote exactly. "I got one of the best jobs and in all of professional sports. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football?" And he went on to basically to say the following, quote, "There's not a booster with a big enough blank check," end quote. In 15 years with the Steelers, Tomlin has a 148 win, 81 loss, one tie record. Not too shabby. And a guy who I never liked as a player, but I really like him as an announcer, I never liked him as a player because the Dallas always beats the Giants. Tony Romo made a comment. And you know what? He made a comment when Brady threw his 600th touchdown pass. He suggested that Tom Brady trade his 600th TD ball. The guy that got the ball, you know, who eventually turned it back. He suggested that he trade the ball for a date with Tom Brady's wife. Now, you know, come on. It was a joke. The ball was given to a fan. The fan gave the ball back and got a Bitcoin from Tom Beatty and 2 years of season passes to the Tampa Bay games. He got Mike Evans' jersey and his game cleats, $1,000 credit for the team store, and then a Bitcoin that Tom Brady gave him, which was worth about $63,000. So come on, get off Romo here. You know, it was a humorous comment made on TV in the moment. And some of the reporters called it creepy. It wasn't creepy. It might have been, I laughed. What can I say? Well, anyways, that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.